Group of Letters of the Universe. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Kompel. A Jewish human rights group of Letters of the University of Missouri is missing in action when it comes to addressing anti-Semitism on campus. Simon Wiesenthal Center officials made the complaint in a letter to the university system's interim president, Mike Middleton. The group says a review of some 7,400 pages of university correspondence sent last fall during a time of racial unrest on the Columbia campus suggests the university downplayed allegations and incidents of anti-Semitism. Race-related protests on the Columbia campus prompted the chancellor and system president to resign. Middleton says he can assure those behind the letter that the university takes anti-Semitism extremely seriously and is absolutely committed to learning environments that are free of hatred and intolerance. The University of Missouri will use a $3 million gift to fund a new regenerative orthopedic center. The university announced today that the donation from the Thompson Foundation, created by William and Nancy Thompson, will create the Thompson Center for Regenerative Orthopedics. At the center, researchers will study how to help people with joint replacements return to normal activities sooner, with lower costs and improved access to health care. The Thompson family donated $8.5 million to the university in 2005 to establish the Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders. The university's orthopedic surgery department will contribute $1.5 million to the new center. The $4.5 million will fund laboratory and other research equipment. The center will be located at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute, which is under construction. The Missouri House has passed a controversial personhood measure that opponents say could ban abortion, including in cases of rape and incest. House members voted 110 to 37 today to send the legislation to the Senate. It still needs committee approval and a final vote in the Senate to pass. If approved by lawmakers, voters would then decide whether to add unborn human children at every stage of biological development to a state constitutional provision that protects the right to life. Republican backers say it's needed to protect the unborn. Democratic opponents say it could ban abortion, including in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk. Opponents also say it could ban contraception, which some Republicans disputed. The deadline to pass legislation is May 13th. The Missouri legislature has authorized nearly $1 billion for maintaining state property and constructing new buildings. The spending plan sent to the governor today calls for about $250 million for higher education institutions. That including $5 million towards constructing Glass Hall at Missouri State University and nearly $10 million for autism centers at the University of Missouri and Truman State University. Budget Chairman Representative Tom Flanagan said the limits shouldn't interfere with the department's current operations. I'm Nick Kompel, KBIA News, Columbia.